Listen, St Pat's are a good side. We're a good manager. We're good players. And, you know, when you look at their front two in their last game, Chris Forrester and Mikey Drennan, you only have to look at them two to know that you're going to have a difficult night. You know, every game is treated on its merits. We were very good when we went down there and won. And, you know, if we're to get anything from the game again on Friday night, we've got to make sure that we're very good again.
It was a case of, particularly down near the first 30 minutes, just blew them away. And you'd be hoping for, obviously it'd be great if you get that again, but a similar sort of tempo.
Well, we got to play at a high tempo. You know, whenever we're lethargic or we're not full of legs, then we can be average ourselves. And that's just the nature. If you look at the Champions League games over the last couple of nights, it's very much based on playing on the front foot, high levels of energy, running capabilities, and a positive approach to games. And that is just the minimum of football. You've got to be very disciplined in your approach to games. You've got to be really dedicated to trying to win the games. And, you know, it's no different in the League of Ireland. You've got to approach every game in a positive frame of mind and work extremely hard to get something from the match.
Obviously, the players must be coming on there off the back of a fantastic comeback out at Dundalk. Well, the sort of springing their step now going on the tomorrow night's game.
Players have been great. The players have been really, really good. You know, they're giving a lot. You know, we're fully aware that we are still relatively new. We're only getting to know about each other. But we're pushing every week, and we're trying to get extra percentages out of individuals and collectively in our units. But, you know, we have to treat every game with the utmost respect. If we do that, then we'll give anybody in this league a game. It's whenever we think that we're better than what we are, that's when problems come. And to be fair to the players, they haven't allowed that to happen. They've been very determined. They've managed games on their own in terms of finishing games really strong. We've been very good in the standard of goals that we scored. We've had a happy mixture from set pieces, from 35 yards, from 6 yards, so scoring headers. So we've been very positive, and hopefully that continues over the coming weeks.
Is it a case too that, you know, defensively it's just trying to get a clean sheet again, you know, because you started off so well?
Well, we're having to score 2 and 3 goals in every game to get something from it, because, you know, yes, we've given away a couple of soft ones, but listen, the teams are good we're playing against, and, you know, you can't look past that. Dundalk are of wonderful side, and they were 2-0 up because they're good players, not because it was basic mistakes from us. They were good players, and we'll have the same again tomorrow night. We're up against two of the best attacking threats in the country. They've got two wing backs that have a lot of titles under their belt, especially in Birmingham. Simon, we all know about Simon. What a fantastic athlete, what a fantastic player. So we're under no illusions. At times tomorrow, we're going to have to make sure we defend properly. But we also want to involve, you know, the style of play that we're playing, and that's very much on the front foot and passing the ball and trying to play in the final third. And, you know, it's a fantastic game. It's two really big clubs going together to see who can take the 3 points.